Judge Donald A. McCartin was known as the Hanging Judge of Orange County when he sat on the Superior Court there from 1978 to 1993. He was proud of the nickname and sentenced 10 men convicted of murder to die for their crimes. But now the judge has called on Governor Jerry Brown to commute the sentences of the more than 700 men and women on death row in California, not because he considers the death penalty cruel punishment for those who have committed murder, but cruel for the families of those they have killed. Judge McCartin, who's now retired, wrote about his opinion recently in the Los Angeles Times. He joins us from his home in Bass Lake, California. Judge McCartin, thanks for being with us.
Sure.
And may I ask, of the 10 men you sentenced to death, how many were executed?
Zero. The 10 were guilty of horrifying crimes by their peers, and in the jurors' view, as well as mine, they deserved to die at the hands of the state. However, as today, one has died of natural causes in prison, and none has been executed.
I mean, I have read up on one of your cases, which is quite famous. This is Rodney James Alcala.
Yes, sir.
And he was convicted of kidnapping and killing a 12-year-old girl, Robin Samsa, let's not forget her name, in 1979.
Correct.
And I guess just last year he was sentenced for killing four other young women, too. According to what we've read, Mr. Alcala has had 30 appeals in 32 years.
Correct.
But, I mean, the system does that to try and make certain that they don't execute an innocent man, doesn't it?
Well, that is the fallacy of the argument, but I assume that's correct. But it gets ridiculous when you carry it to the ultimate, and it's supposed to make the victim feel better. Actually, it just drives the process out, and the victim never gets any completion of the system.
Yeah.
It just keeps going on, and they are the ones that suffer.
A lot of people have the impression that it must be cheaper to execute someone than it is to keep them in prison for life, but I guess that's not true.
That is 100% false. By the time you get through paying the attorneys and going through all that, it's a complete fallacy, and there's been a lot of studies by commissions and so forth to show that it is much cheaper to keep the individuals alive and in prison.
Mm-hmm. Judge McCartin, what might you say to families who lost a loved one to an act of murder, who might say, look, life in prison is still life, and
correct,
this person who's been convicted deprived our loved one of a life, and we still believe in the death penalty?
Correct.
What would you say to them when you ask for essentially commuting all the sentences of people on death row?
That the chances of the individual being executed on death row are zero and none.
And that it's best for them to know that person is locked up and to get on with their lives?
Yeah, put it behind them. It's the only way to go. That's all you can say.
You're retired now, right, Your Honor?
Yes, sir.
Your views have changed over the years or even since your retirement?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I've done a 180, so to speak, but just maybe become more educated when I'm retired and I see the system a little bit differently.
Donald A. McCartin, a retired Superior Court judge from Orange County, California. Your Honor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.